Back here in Chicago, halftime, Bay College Radio, the Norse taking on Truman College today. And in our player spotlight today is one of the seniors on this Bay College team, or sophomores, but we say seniors at the JUCO level. And he is our student manager, Curtis Aiken. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty good.
So let me know how you were able to come back this year, because you thought you weren't going to be able to be a manager for a second year.
Yeah, just talked to our transfer director, Jeremy, and we were able to find some classes that were still available to take, so we got to stay one more year.
All right, so what is it exactly that you do?
I am getting into meteorology, atmospheric science, and you have to take like calculuses and physics, engineering physics, which is interesting because it doesn't sound like you need that. But yeah, there's a few fields where you have to take those classes. Those are the classes.
And are they hard?
Yeah, the physics one is all math story problems. I'm not good at those, so.
Well, you're going to have to be if you want to be the next Carl Bonack or Tom Kippen, right?
Yeah, I guess so. We're doing ones like keeping satellites in orbit, so I don't know if that's going to help too much.
Well, I guess if a weather satellite is up there, right, and you need to know how to keep it up there.
That's true. I don't know if that's going to be my job, though, in weather.
Well, what are you going to do, though, if the guy who's in charge of that calls in sick and you're the meteorologist and the weather satellite's about to fall?
Well, we might be in trouble.
Okay, very honest answer. What was it like for you the other night when I didn't know if you knew you were going to get the plaque and be called out onto the court with the players? But what was that like for you?
I was actually pretty surprised, but just because they said my name first, I was like, if anyone was there and they saw me, I was like, noticed right away. I had a little bit of like, whoa, I was first. It's just kind of funny.
So what did it feel like out there?
Oh, it felt good. You know, just be like, you know, I'm out there. People are happy that I'm manager, but you know, I felt kind of not necessarily sad, but bittersweet. Because, you know, it's last regular season home game.
Well, we're going to have some more in the playoffs. But so student manager, that doesn't mean that you're in the huddle there describing the next play. You're not a coach, but you're also not a player. So what is it that you do out there, you know, and in practices and stuff? What are some of your duties?
Oh, well, pretty simple. I do run the clock. You know, I'll get basketballs out, maybe pump air into them. During game days, I do more, like our shoot-arounds before games, or I might set up chairs, pull out the bleachers. I usually set up the scoreboard and help the scorers table put that up.
And you bring water to the guys, right?
Oh, yeah. I do that every game, bring water. Make sure there's 6 cups full.
Six cups?
Yep, for a timeout.
Yep, okay. So if a coach gets mad and whips his board or his towel across the gym, do you have to go get it?
I've gotten his pen a few times and marker, but that's about it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Now, everybody knows you're into meteorology, and you and I have talked a lot about the weather, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Well, the last 3 weeks have been absolutely brutal, and we're holding you personally responsible. Everybody listening, all the players, everybody knows that you love weather, and you're the only guy I know who's enjoyed this weather the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I do like getting lots of snow, and but I do realize that it's hard for other people, you know, because it is, like, if you're in a car and driving down Main Street and you can't really see to turn at all. I have a Tahoe, but I noticed that, and I was like, ooh, I wouldn't like that.
You live out in Sioux Hill. You have to drive in that crap all the time, and you still like it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so give us the example of what caused all of this crap the last 3 weeks. Why did we get such unusual weather? You've been studying it, so tell me.
Well, I know for a fact that the jet stream that brings most of large systems towards us, it got stuck for a little bit south of us, so it would just bring the t- tops of the low pressure storms, because there's never snow inside the low pressure. It's always around it, and the top would go right over us every time. I'm not sure what stuck it. You know, I'm going to assume it would, if we're assuming, it would probably be like a few high pressures that just got stuck there somewhere else in the nation. But it was definitely because of the jet stream getting stuck and a bunch of repeated low pressures hitting us.
And then a couple of them got stuck a little too far to the south, and that's how we ended up with the ice, right?
Yeah, that was when that's when the jet stream moved a little bit, and it was above us. So it was allowing, so we had a south wind and warmer, a couple little bit of warmer air coming up, but we still had a system moving up with it.
All right, so, and it wasn't your fault that Dr. Coleman didn't call off school a couple times, right?
No. You know, some of those days, you know, it was like, oh, actually, yeah, we should have school, yeah. But it was like the last snowstorm, I was like, whoa. I was like, geez, I'm not even, like, my car was a little stuck in the parking lot.
Well, I think you survived. Okay, I'll let you give a shout-out then, Curtis, anyone you think maybe listening back home.
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to my grandma and grandpa, Mimi and Papa, and my mom and dad who will be listening, and all the other parents of the teams, and maybe the girls' team who's watching.
All right. Well, thanks for doing this, man. And, again, if you bring us some good weather, man. What?
Oh, yeah. We're stuck in a high pressure for – actually, there might be something on Wednesday, but stuck in a high pressure, a lot less snow for the next 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks.
Welcome. Yeah.
Okay, everybody, more coming up from Chicago after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.